This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your fats, your fears, your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job. Get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit, play the lottery,
play. Okay, we got 5 minutes left, and Paul Watson's taking over. He's fully ready to go. I just have guests on I respect. We have different views. People ask, how does one guest say one thing, the other guest says another thing? Because we're not scripted, folks. We're having a real college of ideas. That means a spectrum, a pantheon of ideas. And I tend to think if he's right the way this is going, this is the first big screw-up of Trump. I'm trying to see it from what Trump's been sold on, that it's a way to, you know, go in, negotiate, actually take out the al-Qaeda and terrorist folks that aren't working with us, that we've been protecting, as Shinnick said, pull out and then have a business deal with them, but not have people hanging off helicopters. But I get Trump wanting to be macho, looking up to the commandant when he went to military school, when daddy sent him there because he was a bad boy. And chasing too many skirts or whatever. So he's also a psychiatrist. So in the last 4 minutes we have, finish up your points, Dr. Pechenik. I'd like to invite you back on tomorrow during David Knight's transmission.
You have to. The two accidents that occurred in Singapore and in Japan Harbor is indicative of how incompetent we have had in terms of our Navy leadership, our commander in the Pacific. I mean, these are people who are not trained to do what they're supposed to do on an ordinary day. We have young men and women who are going into combat. They don't know what they're shooting at. They have no idea what the issues are. The generals make up these nonsensical stories and theories that are absurd. These generals knew damn well that a 9/11 was an inside job. The CIA did it. Even the general who was involved had to confess it to me because I oversaw these boys. And now they say, oh, this is a retribution for 9/11 for terrorists in Afghanistan. Let me tell you, Zalmay Khalilzad brought in the Taliban when I was in the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State under Bush Sr. and Reagan, and he brought them into the White House. Now, would you bring the so-called terrible Taliban into the White House to meet Reagan? How do the generals explain that? How do the generals explain that Karzai was brought in by Zalmay Khalilzad, who's never fought in our country, a CIA operative trained at the American School in Lebanon, and brought in Karzai from Silver Springs, Maryland, a delicatessen?
No, I'm saying because we've run these people to a certain extent, now if we actually turn them off or kill the ones that aren't working with us, then we could actually have peace. I think that's what Trump may be trying to do.
No, Trump, he has no understanding what wars are about. He has no understanding what it means to begin a war, to complete a war. Neither of these generals. None of these generals were involved in finishing a war. They're not like Eisenhower, who went in, commanded the European alliance, went to Korea, stopped the war, and that was it. Same thing with George Marshall. We don't have that kind of brains here. What we have, what I call Faktidioten, or idiot savants. They read books, they make believe they're scholar warriors, and I gotta tell you, I supported some of them because I thought they would stop Trump from being impulsive and going to war. I was wrong. I was wrong. That's why I'm furious. Because instead of doing their duty to the Republic, not to themselves, to the Republic is in no way in danger from anybody in Afghanistan or in Iraq. That was evident after 9/11. So what do we have? A regurgitation of some nonsensical theory with nonsensical strategy that doesn't even exist. And I will guarantee you we will have another bloodbath. Because already many men have died. They don't want to talk about the guys who are off record, the ones who come in under either Blackwater or Prince. I knew Prince. He was talking to a bunch of us intelligence officers. All he cared about is to have a cheaper war on the come. And basically, if you look at his history as a SEAL, he was pretty pathetic. He was not a great SEAL. He was not even great in his training. You can ask a lot of guys who worked with him. So what you have here...
But Jenny, listen, I'm sure David is going to have you on. I want to have you back on. because you're wound up. We want to hear this. Tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central, let's get you on with David Knight. Infowars.com/show. The feeds are all there, and Stacey's starting to pick it up. Paul Watson's coming up straight ahead. We'll be back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson, speaking to you from somewhere in the rotting corpse of Western Europe. Of course, over the last 2 weeks, we've had basically a purge of conservatives happening across the internet. They're attacking people, financially sabotaging people at every single level imaginable. I'm going to get into that. First, I want to read you something that the British writer Brendan O'Neill said, speaking about the new definition of anti-fascists, the new definition that the media, the political class, the left, has embraced over the past 10 days or so. Listen to what he said about what constitutes an anti-fascist in 2017. Quote, today being anti-fascist means destroying historic monuments, censoring people you don't like, starting fires on campus to prevent people from speaking, calling for certain books, protests and flags to be outlawed, refusing to take a stand against gangs of violent misanthropes who've massacred hundreds of people for the crime of being free and believing in democracy.
incessantly referring to everyone by their race and having more sleepless nights over the Jewish state than any other state. Is that right? What's next? Show how anti-fascist you are by measuring people's skulls before deciding if they're a good or a bad person. That's literally, word for word, what has come to be defined as anti-fascist. And it's accelerated, it's intensified over the past 10 days. The mainstream media, the left, has embraced the alt-left, has embraced violent Antifa thugs and declared them to be heroes. Do you think for a second that's going to come back on them? Is it already coming back on them? I mean, I remember being on the show two, three weeks ago, joking with Alex Jones because I got a haircut, which is now the new Nazi haircut. Now, let's put it aside for the moment that it's literally the most popular haircut in the entire Western world for men aged between 18 and 40. Now, that doesn't matter. You get a haircut, a short back and sides, you're a Nazi. Now, we covered this a couple of days ago. I'm going to flash back to it now. Man stabbed after haircut gets him mistaken for a neo-Nazi. This is out of the New York Post. This Colorado man is avowedly not a neo-Nazi, but he believes his long on top, buzzed on the side haircut got him mistaken for one and nearly stabbed to death by a confused anti-fascist. Now, this was Joshua Witt, 26 years old, who escaped his brush with hairdo doom. And they're all tongue-in-cheek and jokey about it. With a defensive slice to the hand and three stitches. Quote, apparently my haircut is considered a neo-Nazi statement, he told the Post Saturday, as his account garnered 20,000 Facebook shares. So literally, one of these hysterical, hopped-up, frothing-at-the-mouth social justice warriors, the new anti-fascist that the left, the political class, the media has embraced, tried to kill this guy because of his haircut, because they now think having a certain type of hairstyle means you're a neo-Nazi. I mean, you've all seen the meme, everyone who disagrees with me is Hitler. They've now actually put that into effect. And anything is fascistic behaviour. Anything mandates, anything justifies violent attack, even murder. These are the people, the political class and the mainstream media have embraced and endorsed since Charlottesville over the past 10 days. And look what happened. This is out of RT. Texas man charged with trying to bomb Houston Confederate statue. That's right, literally an alt-left terrorist tried to plant an IED in a public place because he was radicalized by mainstream media hysteria once again. The question is, will CNN disavow? I mean, I disavowed the quote alt-right 9 frigging months ago. Of course, that hasn't stopped them claiming that I'm alt-right in every single hit piece since. I disavowed the alt-right, the fascistic, race-obsessed elements of it 9 months ago. CNN embraced the alt-left after Charlottesville. You remember we had the story. They literally changed a headline on CNN at the request of Antifa. A headline that said, oh, Antifa is seeking peace through violence. Yes, it actually said that. George Orwell rolls in his grave. CNN embracing, endorsing Antifa, the violent alt-left. The group, listed by the New Jersey Department of Homeland Security as a terrorist organization. Yeah, they're your new heroes. What do you think is going to happen? Now we have people planting or attempting to plant IED explosives in public places because they're triggered by offensive statues. This is literally what we see in America right now. This is the start of civil war, and the mainstream media is pushing it. They contrived it. They created it. The article continues, a man captured while trying to blow up a Confederate monument in Houston, Texas on Saturday has been charged with a federal crime. Andrew Cecil Schneck tried to drink the liquid explosives. This is how mental he is when he was approached by officers. Schneck, 25, was spotted among the bushes near the statue of Confederate officer Richard Dowling in Houston's Herman Park on Saturday evening after protesters demanding the removal of the statue clashed with those who wanted to see it remain. A park ranger saw Schneck holding several boxes, including what appeared to be duct tape and wires, according to court documents cited by the Houston Press. Schneck tried to drink from a plastic bottle he was carrying. The liquid turned out to be nitroglycerin, Abe Martinez, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Texas, said Monday. A white powder found inside one of the boxes was identified as hexamethylene triperoxide diamine, a chemical used in detonators. This is the violent alt-left literally trying to plant explosives that will kill people, anyone in the vicinity, because they're hopped up on hysteria from mainstream media, Trump derangement syndrome. Schneck was charged with attempting to maliciously damage or destroy property, receiving federal financial assistance. So he goes on, they raided his home. This is an alt-left terrorist. This is one of the very individuals, and we've been warning about this forever. We warned before the migrant crisis that these jihadists, these refugees would turn jihadists. That's exactly what happened. We were proven right on that. Now it's happening in the case of the violent alt-left. They're attacking people for their frigging haircuts, trying to kill people for their hairstyles. And they call us the extremists. You see how this works? People trying to plan, alt-left terrorists trying to plan IEDs in public parks to blow up statues because they're offended. You see where this is going to lead? You see where this is going? Oh, but Jay Johnson, the former DHS head of Homeland Security under Obama, says that the removal of Confederate statues is a matter of Homeland Security. This is out of American Mirror. Former Obama administration official Jay Johnson said the removal of Confederate statues was a matter of public safety and Homeland Security. So he's saying they need to be removed for the security of the American people while alt-left terrorists are trying to blow them up with high-powered explosives, with IEDs. Absolutely incredible. Jake Tapper of CNN is literally posting punch-a-Nazi memes on his Twitter account while these alt-left terrorists are going around punching people and trying to stab them for having the wrong haircut. Let that sink in. We had another video yesterday, which I posted on Infowars.com, of a black Trump supporter who was holding a Milo Yiannopoulos book and a free speech rally. Another violent alt-left thug terrorist walks straight up to him, viciously punches him in the face. Oh, so you called for punch a Nazi, didn't you, Jake Tapper? And look what happened. They're going around punching black Trump supporters in the face. How's that working out for you? This is the start. If we allow them to push this narrative, to continue to push this narrative, that the most virulently hateful and violent people involved in politics in America today, the alt-left, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they're the good guys. If we allow them to push that narrative, it's going to end up in bloodshed. There's no other way. We already had it last year. Javier Johnson, Black Lives Matter inspired terrorist, gunning down, killing 5 police officers in cold blood because he, quote, hated white people. Again, radicalized by alt-left rhetoric, embraced, endorsed by the mainstream media. Oh, by the way, one of those cops that he gunned down in cold blood was black. See how they're pushing this narrative? They don't give a damn about race. They're creating the racial division because they literally want to overthrow everything that America stands for. They're starting with the statues. Next, they're onto your rights, your freedoms. That's already happening with conservative media across the board being completely shut down, which I'm going to get onto. But we have this headline up on Infowars.com. Civil war, alt-left plans anti-Trump riots in major cities on November the 4th. Remember, we predicted the summer of rage, which culminated in what happened in Charlottesville. We had the Battle of Berkeley on 2 separate occasions. Now the alt-left, the violent alt-left, is planning, in their own words, their own platform, the template for their unrest. They say civil war in America to overthrow Trump. Alt-left agitators are planning to stage mass riots in major cities on November 4th, during which they hope to instigate civil war that will lead to the regime change of the Trump administration. And you bet your bottom dollar they will be cheered on by the mainstream media. As soon as they start smashing stuff up and assaulting people, they'll be completely ignored. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live after the break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Now, a couple of weeks back, I talked about the purge that was coming of libertarian conservative voices, basically anyone with a dissenting opinion. all of whom are now neo-Nazis, of course. Anyone with any kind of dissenting opinion is a neo-Nazi, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. This is a purge. Now, the purge has only deepened in that 2 weeks since I made that YouTube video. Just yesterday, Rebel Media, who, of course, many of their reporters have been on this show, of course, owned by Ezra Levant, a Jewish man, Rebel Media had their website basically deleted from the internet. Their DNS server was swept out from underneath them because there was a targeted campaign to try and convince their domain name host that they were a neo-Nazi outfit. The hysteria knows no bounds. This is a company owned by Ezra Levant, who is Jewish. They pulled their website because they said it was a neo-Nazi website. Are you starting to get a picture of the absolute relentless hysteria that is gripping America right now? Anyone that diverts from the narrative is now being carred and feathered. This is out of Reuters. Canada's conservative Rebel Media said a technology company stopped directing traffic to its website, making it inaccessible to some users around the world on Monday, as a site known for tirades against Muslims and refugees scrambled to get back online. So they didn't name the company that took the website offline. They scrambled to get it up on another domain host. Finally did. It was down for half of the day in many areas of the world. But again, that is absolutely chilling. Remember, we talked about YouTube, we talked about Twitter, we talked about Facebook. Oh, it's a private company, they can censor who they like. Well, how about if somebody just wipes your entire website off the internet? What if you own a radio station, they just take that down? They just take you off the air if you're a TV channel. When does it become tyrannical? You can't make the argument that it's just a private company, they can do what they want, when they're literally strangling people, preventing them from being able to exercise their First Amendment right on any platform. Pamela Geller just earlier today tweeted, her PayPal was cancelled. Again, financial sabotage. Breitbart's advertisers have been targeted. What, they're now down to 25 advertisers. They had hundreds before. The left, the alt-left, lost the argument, so they have to resort to censorship and financial sabotage. It's dirty tricks all the way. Now, thankfully, InfoWars is somewhat protected from those kind of attacks because we sell our own products, and that is the key. This is not a cliche. We're only protected because of your support, and we need your continued support because the purge is accelerating like I've never seen it before. We said it was coming. It's even worse than what we said. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the BuzzFeed Mega Special for a limited time only. Massive discounts on a huge number of products. Of course, from John Oliver to BuzzFeed, InfoWars is under an unprecedented globalist siege on all fronts. Thankfully, we've been able to make lemonade out of lemons by using their focus on our products to sell more products. And sales are up because of that. And it's thanks to your support that we're able to keep the lights on and continue the fight for liberty. Again, not a cliche. You've seen it happening. Conservative websites literally being deleted from the internet. Their advertisers being pulled out from underneath them. We don't rely on outside advertisers because that's a point of weakness. We only rely on you getting the products. The BuzzFeed Mega Special, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus. MycoZX, they've sold out, but we have DNA Force, which is selling out. We have got it at 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Silver Bullet. These are going quick. 66% off. Huge discount. Silver Bullet is just $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Knockout, the sleep aid, is available at 50% off at just $14.95. Secret 12, 55% off. A number of huge discounts. We've got the new Super Blue Mouthwash, discounted for $17.76. It's all available in the BuzzFeed special at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have the Super Blue Fluoride Free Mouthwash by InfoWars Life. This amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times to supercharge good oral health and minty fresh breath. That is the product that you're going to buy anyway. Why not get it from us at InfoWarsStore.com? Please support us in this critical time where the purge is accelerating all around us. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back after the break. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on The Alex Jones Show. Now, of course, President Trump came out after the violence in Charlottesville, rightly blamed both sides. Now, of course, it was tragic that the girl was killed in the terrorist attack, and let's call it what it was. It was politically motivated violence. That meets the definition of terrorism. Of course, we had an alt-left terrorist shoot Congressman Scalise, another Republican congressman, back a few months ago. Now we have alt-left terrorists trying to plant IEDs in public parks to blow up statues because they're offended. We have alt-left thugs trying to murder people because they have the wrong haircut. And these thugs, these terrorists, are being empowered. They're being put on a pedestal by the mainstream media, by the establishment, by the political class, by Silicon Valley, who is now taking their advice to shut down websites like Rebel Media. This purge is accelerating. Now we have the alt-left Antifa, these refuse fascism groups, completely drooling hysterical morons. But again, given currency, embraced, endorsed by the mainstream media, planning mass riots in multiple major US cities on November 4th. This is on Infowars.com right now. These cities include New York City, Austin, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. They justify it, and I read this so you don't have to because it was torturous, let's be honest. They justified it with a long diatribe posted on the Revolutionary Communist Party website, which I had the pleasure to visit earlier today, in which they go through this frothing, hysterical, deranged justification where they explain, this is unlike any situation before. So the same rules do not apply. Ordinary protests will just not do. So they literally cite a book called The Coming Civil War, which is written by the chairman of the Revolutionary Communist Party. They talk about agitation. They talk about politically provocative actions. This is the unrest that they're planning for November 4th. And they're building up to it for months in advance because this is the big push. They actually think they're going to overthrow the President of the United States. Of course, they're not going to do that. They're going to stand around waving communist flags, smashing Starbucks windows, and attacking anyone who dares disagree with them. And for that, CNN is going to celebrate them because they're moderate, they're liberal, they're progressive. It's now progressive to stab people for having the wrong haircut. It's now progressive to plant explosives in parks because you're offended by a statue. These are the mental deficiencies that have been endorsed by the mainstream media. Do you think this narrative is going to blow up in their face? You're damn right it is, and we're going to be here when it does. It already is. So they're planning a mass riot, basically, on November the 4th. It's all contrived. Nobody in their day-to-day experiences with other race has this kind of problem. It's completely contrived. It's completely inauthentic. This is a clash contrived by the political class, by the alt-left, to frighten, to create this fake moral panic that leads to Silicon Valley overreacting, crushing freedom of speech, that leads to websites literally being shut down, PayPal accounts being shut down, Patreon accounts being shut down, advertisers being withdrawn from websites. Because they lost the argument, so they have to resort to dirty tricks every single time. Thankfully, a lot of people are rejecting this contrived race war, which is being ginned up by the alt-left and the political class. And here's one of them. This is Candice Owens, and we're going to try and get her on the show next week, I believe. She spoke to the contrived race war and how it's just not reflected in normal people's lives, normal, decent people's everyday lives. Here's the clip.
I mean, there are, what, 6,000 Klansmen left in our nation? You want me to actually process that as a legitimate fear every day when I wake up?
It's Donald Trump's fault that they're feeling energized. It's Obama's fault that Black Lives Matter is violent.
Both of you children, in your room. It's obviously the media's fault. I mean, the media is creating this entire narrative, and it is crazy, absolutely crazy to me that people have not figured this out yet. Covering it. Use your brain. I mean, the media is literally simulating a reality right now, and it is fascinating to watch people fall for it over and over again. Am I the only person in the world that relies on her own experiences to dictate what's going on in the world? I mean, maybe it's me. Maybe I live in a bubble where Black people and white people actually get along every day. When I went to the gym this morning, a white girl signed me in and handed me a towel. No beef. I was trying to figure out how to use this weight machine, and a Black trainer came over and helped me. No drama. I even went to the coffee shop thereafter, and a Spanish girl made my latte with an extra shot. All good in the hood. And it was a great day. So you'll have to forgive me for not realizing that the figurative racial sky was burning and it was up to me to choose a side. Because if I had known, I obviously would have picked none of you losers. Honestly, everybody involved in this fake racial war is a loser. So please, spare me the statuses and your white guilt and your black pride. I really don't care to see it. You know what's going to happen if we keep down this path? We are actually going to allow the media to create those divisions where none existed prior.
Okay, there was Candice Owens talking about the contrived race war. We're going to try and get her on the show next week. And that's exactly right. Of course, an African-American woman speaking there. For those of you listening on the radio, we also had Charles Barkley coming out a couple of days ago saying, the vast majority of African-Americans don't give a damn about frigging statues of people from 200 years ago. They care about education. They care about jobs. They care about their family. That's what normal, moderate, thinking people care about. They don't want a race war. Who does it benefit? But again, as we see in Europe, basically, Western civilization is in one of its final stages of collapse. We've completely lost faith and confidence in our own civilization, in our own history. And leftists who assert their hatred for the West, as Theodore Dalrymple, a British writer, said, will very soon be taken at their word by others. And that's what's happening in Europe, which moves me on to the next article. This is also up on Infowars.com. Germany. Journalist gets 6 months suspended sentence for criticizing Islam. This is yet another horror story out of Merkelland. A journalist in Germany has been given a 6 month suspended jail sentence for posting a historical photo on Facebook and making the argument that Islam is a fascist ideology. So this is Michael Sturzenberger, who posted a photo on Facebook of a Nazi official shaking hands with Amin al-Husseini, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, during World War II. He went on to make the point, Hitler was allied with Muslim nations, with Muslim governments during World War II. He went on to compare the Quran to Hitler's Mein Kampf. For that thought crime, he was given a 6 month suspended jail sentence. So if he breaks that at any point over the next 3.5 years by criticizing Islam, he will be landed in jail. This is what's happening in Germany. In Europe, instead of addressing the crisis of mass Islamic immigration, which has completely swamped Europe, as basically will ensure demographically, it's a dead cert now, there's no coming back from it, that Europe will completely change within our own lifetimes. It won't be Europe anymore. But instead of addressing the crisis of that, Europe's leaders, whose policies created this nightmare in the first place, have decided to persecute those warning about it. And again, I go back to what I was saying before. Europeans have been indoctrinated to lose faith in their own culture and historical legacy. And the beginning of that is now also happening in America, which is what you see with these statues being torn down. Now, the void in America is being filled by unhinged, hysterical, insane, violent alt leftists and Black Lives Matter. Over in Europe, it's being filled by Islamists. Now, if you read The Strange Death of Europe by the British author Charles Murray, you will see that it's basically game over. Demographically, Europe is finished, okay? Within most people living now, in Sweden, for example, there'll be less ethnic Swedes living in Sweden than foreigners within most of our lifetimes. Okay? You bring in people from a different part of the world, from a different continent, if you bring in North Africans, you bring in people from the Middle East into Sweden, Sweden is no longer Sweden. It's going to turn into something else. That's guaranteed. And demographically, even with just the migrants that are in Sweden now, even if you stopped it, if there were no more Muslim migrants, migrants from North Africa coming into Sweden, there'll be less ethnic Swedes in Sweden than foreign migrants within our own lifetimes. By the end of this century, in virtually every Western European country, the native population will be a minority, okay? That's without any more immigration, because the migrants currently living there are actually having children. The native population isn't. It's game over. It's done. So you see this process, which has been allowed to take place because Europeans have lost faith in their own culture, in their own civilization, in their own history. Now, whether they realize it or not, the barbarians will fill that void. Islam will fill that void because it's a more aggressive culture, it's a political system, and now the people who are pointing that out, that demographic fact, which is incontrovertible and inevitable at this point, unless you had an authoritarian right-wing regime across the continent, which is never going to happen, the people who are pointing that out are now being targeted for persecution, for imprisonment. Now, you can go and read what he actually said in his Facebook post. Again, he just posted a historical photo of a Nazi shaking hand with the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem alongside a passage of text pointing out that Islam is a fascist belief system. Oh, and by the way, isn't it amazing how anti-fascists suddenly stop caring about fascism once you put Islamo before it? And that tells the whole story, doesn't it? But because of his thought crime, if he so much as utters a word negative about Islam over the next 3.5 years, he will be in jail for 6 months for criticizing Islam. This in a modern European country. Okay, so when we talk about political correctness, we're talking about Silicon Valley companies aligning themselves with the state to persecute people, to lock them up for what they've said on the internet. That's where it crosses the line from this lame argument that I hear over and over again. Oh, it's just a private company, they can do what they like. Facebook is literally working with ex-Stasi officials to hunt down thought criminals in Germany and lock them up. And of course, it's happened since 2015, since Angela Merkel oversaw this nightmare policy, which she herself later had to admit was a complete mistake and has ruined the country, of importing overwhelmingly Muslim migrants, which sparked mass sexual assaults in places like Cologne, which sparked soaring crime rates, which they tried to cover up, but which later came out anyway, which sparked terror attacks in Germany that had never been seen before, suicide bombers blowing themselves up outside music festivals, axe attackers, people shooting people dead on the streets. You've seen it over and over again. People driving vans into a Christmas market in Berlin. All of that thanks to Angela Merkel's humanitarianism. Now we see it in Finland. Now we see it in Russia. Now we see it in Barcelona. And it's only going to get worse. But again, every time an attack happens, European leaders capitulate even more. The culture, the society capitulates even more, embraces Islam and Islamism even more. The terror attacks work. You've seen the BBC legitimizing the full burqa, literally the full burqa, despite the fact that the very first Arab Muslim feminist groups in Egypt discarded the burqa as part of their search for freedom, for free speech, for education. The BBC is now, and others in Britain, in different European countries. Remember, we had the ad out of Germany with the blonde woman dancing around saying, embrace tolerance, while she's literally wearing a hijab, dancing to Turkish music. Okay? They've capitulated. They've submitted. And after every single terror attack, after every child dismembered, massacred in the streets by a jihadist driving a van, they capitulate more and more and more. Now I'm seeing DIY adverts for hardware stores in Britain where the people in them are wearing hijabs. They're trying to normalize it. This is capitulation, this is submission. That's why the terror attacks are not going to stop. And even when you get a majority Muslim population in places like Sweden, which again will happen within our lifetimes and in different countries, the terror is not going to stop. The violence is not going to stop because, of course, the primary victims of terror attacks or other Muslims, because Muslims kill each other. So even when you submit, the violence is not going to stop, okay? The mass molestation is not going to stop. But if you criticize it, then you're under threat of being locked up for 6 months, like this German journalist. Speaking about mass sexual assault, gang rape of woman on public bus sends shockwaves across Morocco. And they're claiming that there are protests over this. I mean, I read stories about it all the time. The Barcelona terrorists, several of them were Moroccan. We've seen several other examples recently of these terrorists being Moroccan. That's the culture. They literally have something called Taharush Gamia, otherwise known as the rape game, where if a woman's on her own, they attack her, they gang rape her. You've seen the videos, you've seen the Laura Logan video. This is their culture. And some cultures are better than others, but our leaders have decided in their infinite wisdom to import this culture into the West. That's why sexual assaults have skyrocketed. That's why the police in Sweden have been covering them up at music festivals for years. The German authorities tried to cover them up. Remember, for 3 days after the mass molestation in Cologne, thousands of women attacked. The media, the politicians said nothing. Well, they can't cover it up any longer. But again, as I talked about earlier, the demographics clearly suggest that for Europe, it is too late. And the continent, at least Western Europe, can now only serve as a warning to America of the course not to follow. We'll be back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, breaking news at Infowars.com. Final segment coming up. Don't go away.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live in the final segment of The Alex Jones Show. Before I hit a few final news stories, I want to remind you about the new BuzzFeed specials for August. While supplies last, at Infowarsstore.com. Because August is the month of 1776 at the Infowars store. We have some of our best products discounted at over 50% off to the price, the special price of 1776, including Survival Shield X2, derived from 200 million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Read the reviews from thousands of others who have tried Survival Shield X2 and see for yourself why X2 now sits at an unprecedented 4.9 out of 5 stars on InfoWarsLife.com. They're all authentic, original reviews from people who've got the products, loved it, and bought it again and again and again. And right now it's on sale for just $17.76. The price has never been that low. Survival Shield X2, key for your nutritional requirements at InfoWarsLife.com. You also have Vitamin B12 with the InfoWars Life Secret 12 proprietary formula. InfoWars Life Secret 12 contains all the best ingredients to really supercharge your immune system. It's specifically chosen from all of the forms for its bioactive characteristics, and it's available right now, again, for the low, low price, for a limited time only, $17.76 at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have all the other great specials, which you can read about at the shop, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, you've seen the purge. I mean, it's not hyperbole what I said a couple of weeks ago, that they were coming for us. They literally wiped the Rebel Media's website off the internet, at least for a limited time. Even the very worst, even the actual white supremacists and neo-Nazis, they deserve their free speech, if only for us to counter their toxic ideas. Forget about them. Now they're taking the Rebel Media offline, owned by a Jewish man. They're going to try and come for InfoWars next. They're going to try and come for Breitbart. They've already tried to sabotage us financially. We've survived. We've thrived through your support by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Please continue to back us at this epic time in history. InfoWarsStore.com. Couple of final news stories from the dying rotting carcass of Europe. Belgium. Teachers warning of growing radicalization amongst, not terrorists, children. That's right. Schools across northern Belgium have reported a surge in cases of children being radicalized by Islamist extremists. Now remember how Donald Trump was attacked for saying that Muslims in New Jersey celebrated the 9/11 attacks, which by the way is completely documented in media and police reports, and Ann Coulter documents that in her book, In Trump We Trust. But most people forget that after the Brussels bombings, remember those, the twin bombings in the metro station, the airport back in March 2016, the Belgian government, this came from within the government, they admitted that 90% of teenagers in the schools in these Islamist areas in places like Molenbeek, 90%, 90, saw the bombers, saw the terrorists as heroes. So when you hear this crap about, oh, Muslims celebrating terror attacks is a conspiracy theory, no. The Belgian government admitted that 90% of teenagers supported those terrorists. Now we have children in schools in Belgium being radicalized. Finland attack suspect, yet another rejected asylum seeker. Imagine my shock. Once again, the more we've opened up our borders to Muslims, the more terror has arrived on our shores. It's a very simple connection. Slovakia doesn't have a problem with terrorism, okay? Bulgaria doesn't have a big problem with terrorism. Macedonia, it happens when you import the threat. That's what they've done. That's why they're destroying Europe. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Michael.